WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. This is the place where we shine a light on local companies who are doing the right things to support their people, going over and above for their customers, and contribute to the community in a powerful way. It's where we demonstrate the correlation between doing good and profitability. Now, if you have a question, it's maybe a topic that you're interested in, or you know of a company who deserves some recognition for their generosity, please let me know. I'm interested. You can reach out to me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. I always love to hear from you. Now, in addition to highlighting local companies, periodically I'm going to be sharing stories of national and international brands who are setting the example of leading with humanity, something short and sweet for you. So today we're going to look at Capital One. Capital One Coders has allowed volunteers to work in more than 120 schools and youth-serving nonprofits, building mentor relationships and inspiring confidence in students as they explore technology. It fits, and any of us can take this example of this bigger company and run with it locally. So how can you create the environment or a process that fosters mentorship, contribution, or other positive and engaging programs? I want you to start thinking about that. How can you seek moments of humanity in your business? Now, if you've heard the show before, you know that movement is very important to me. You know I have a background in dance, and I understand the power that movement has to energize and connect us. And my research on kinesiology supports this. So you might also know that in yoga and meditation practices that I have, and also my Elements of Adventure signature keynote, uses the elements of nature to solve our biggest business challenges. So it's no surprise that Tai Chi was something that I would be drawn to. So today, I have the pleasure of bringing another Heather on the show to tell us all about it. We are Heather Squared today. So Heather Gresick founded Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. She had a passion, a vision she wanted to share, and she believes that, in short, that Tai Chi is meditation in motion, a combination of posture, slow movement, and flow that create a series of forms. I have taken her classes both at the community center and at the beach, and they are amazing. It's exactly what I had hoped it would be and more. But I would like to have her come on and explain more, because me, I'm still a novice at this. I wouldn't be able to do it justice. So I'm bringing you Heather from Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. Heather, how are you today?
Hi, Heather. Thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be here with you.
Oh, I'm excited. Now, you know, there's so much that we could go into, but maybe you could give a little background information for any listeners who aren't familiar with Tai Chi, like a little bit more about what it is and why you got involved.
Absolutely. So you summarized it perfectly. Tai Chi is not anything new. It's been around for centuries, and there's many different styles to it and forms. And basically, in a nutshell, it is very slow movement that anyone can do, all ages. There's no equipment necessary. One of our biggest questions is, oh, do I have to get on the ground? No, absolutely not. So you can, you know, research it. There's a lot of science behind it, but mostly it's just very low impact. And you're bringing presence of mind, bringing awareness to your body, and just getting more center. And I've been doing this for about 6 years now. I have a martial arts background, and originally from Baltimore, Maryland. So when I moved here 6 years ago, I thought, this is perfect. This is at the beach. People need something different. A lot of people in the community are other question, what's Tai Chi? What is it? What's going on? And it's just one of those things. It's either for you or it's not for you. And that's okay. Everybody has something. So my biggest recommendation is you can try it, experience it for yourself, and you'll be a part of something pretty special. So don't want people to feel like, oh, I can't do this. Absolutely, you can do it. If you can walk on your own 2 feet, sure, you can do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many benefits to it, but you're right. It's not for everyone because nothing is for everyone. Like, I've learned that the hard way, that we can't try to please everybody all the time. It will not be anything other than an exercise in frustration. But when it is for you, like, I am in love with it. I think it's amazing. Now, I'd love to talk a little bit about some of the benefits. You started to allude to it when you were talking about that presence. That's one of the things that I love is getting into this. I mean, you mentioned it in the meditation and motion, right? So it is a meditative process where you're going through it and you can really get in contact with your body. Release for me, I like to release the millions of thoughts that I feel like I have throughout the day and just be present in the movement. What do you think about A, that, and also some of the other benefits that I haven't even become aware of yet?
Absolutely. So for each person, they really have their own individual experience, but as a group, we are all united in doing the same thing. The difference is that when you become aware first of your body, then you start to decide, okay, where is this going to impact me the most? Our biggest feedback is number one, balance. Because right away people feel, oh, well, yeah, I'm not too stable here, or I'm not too stable there. And then they learn how to adapt and then apply it, and then they can take it with them. Another big thing is focus. So when we talk about presence of mind, we do a lot of breath work. So you mentioned all those thoughts coming in. So we really focus on that with every move. That way, you're not thinking about, oh my gosh, I got to go grocery shopping today, or I got to go to the post office, or I got to let the dog out, or whatever it is. You can only think about, okay, I have to move in this posture and think about my breath and then what comes after that. So we take you through a series of postures first, and we break that down, make sure you feel confident with that. And then you add on and you build an entire form. Now, it's not a one and done all the time. If you come once, you can have a takeaway. So you might say, oh, okay, well, I can learn a couple of moves to help improve my balance here. And then maybe I'll come back again later, a couple of weeks or a month or whatever it is, and you do the same thing. You'll get the most benefit out of it if there's consistency, and that's with anything. There's that old saying of practice makes perfect. Do we want you to do it every single day? That's up to you. So the way I like to present it is it's a Tai Chi journey, and you're on the journey. So when your hand's on the wheel and you're in your car, you're in control of your journey. Tai Chi is the same way. So it brings you, yes, that presence of mind, tuning into your breath, being aware of your posture. We talk about alignment. There's a lot of things that go into it. But once you kind of conquer each one of those, then you start to let go and your meditation comes in. So it's a little bit of a, well, we're at the beach, so it's a big wave. So you just ride that wave and take it on through, and you might get a lot more out of it. For my students currently, I have a few golfers. They say it improves their golf swing because they're feeling their balance shift. I'm not a golfer, so I really can't tap into that, but different things. We have a lot of people that, well, one sticks out in mind. Like I said earlier, Tai Chi is for anyone of all ages. Now, we do have some that are a little bit older, and here's where the balance comes in. I had one student say, okay, I can sit down, put on my clothes, and be able to stand up confidently. That for me is a huge Hi, Mark. You're hitting a big goal there because I look at Tai Chi as longevity. I want to be able to do things in my life that's going to give me purpose, longevity in life, and bring overall well-being. So that's our goal for each person.
I love it. There's so many things here. It's funny because what you just said somehow brought me back to a conversation that I had with one of my sons in a car ride years ago, right? And we're talking about someone elderly that we knew, and that it was a shame that she didn't want to move that much. And it seemed as if she was older than she was because she wasn't moving. And I said something like, well, that's not going to be me. And it was before I ever tried Tai Chi. And I said, I'm going to be one of those crazy people on the top of a mountain doing Tai Chi. And that was like years ago. It was so funny that
That's
I
awesome.
hadn't even thought of that since then. Now, we talked about the benefit to us individually. But what ways has Myrtle Beach Tai Chi impacted the community?
Sure. So, great question. So, one of the things that we like to do is give back to veterans, first responders, and military. So, Tai Chi is free for any of those people, veterans, military, first responders, because that's my personal way of saying thank you. They go through enough. I come from a public safety background, so it's very near and dear to me, and I understand what mental tolls that kind of thing can take. And then, as for a whole in the community, it's just a way for people to find something that will help them find inner peace. A couple of the things that we have done recently over the spring is worked with Brookgreen Gardens. They have a Harmony in Nature series. We were a part of that. That was an incredible experience, being in the Palmetto Garden, and just the response was overwhelming of people that really enjoyed it. It was short term, but we were able to really tap into something bigger. And then we also give back locally to Backpack Buddies. That's another foundation that I really love helping the kids out. And North Myrtle Beach Humane Society. So that one I give to because they helped me out with a dog that I rescued. So wanted to give back for them, and they do a lot of good too.
Wonderful. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on this show, because I know that you come from that same philosophy, humanity and business. And in particular, it makes me want to do a shout out to you listeners that seek humanity. Go out looking for moments where you can do something good for someone else. Find those things that are connection, like Heather has, the connection to her and her past and things that are important to her, and find a way to help the community in that area. Because when you are connected by the heart, you're going to do more, you're going to serve bigger, right? And so I love that you do all of these different things. And we're going to dive deeper with Heather on all of that. But let's take a brief break right now. And when we return, we'll do a little bit more riding of the wave with Heather Gresick of Myrtle Beach Tai Chi.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
We're back with special guest Heather Gresick, founder of Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. Heather, how you doing?
Good, doing great. Thank you.
Are you ready to dive a little bit deeper?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So, I like to somehow come up with some questions that I just want to know the answer to self-servingly. So when I was younger, I felt like improvement had to be big, right? A big effort and a big result. And that was just always the way I lived my life. But in Tai Chi, I feel like you can be ever improving with small things, right? Small awareness, kind of minute shifts and deepening breaths. And am I right about this? And can you tell us a little bit more?
100%. So Tai Chi is a martial art. And in the martial arts world, you're never done. It's always a constant evolution. So every single time you come, you learn something new. Even if you remember it, you know, you have a constant takeaway and you're constantly building. One of the analogies that I love to give our classes and our students is that I think of Tai Chi as a puzzle. Okay, so say you have 1,000 pieces and you build your framework out, and then you're looking for each piece, and eventually everything comes together and you see the whole picture. So when I talk about that journey, that's exactly what it is. Being in martial arts for so long, you know, I do another art, something totally different, but it took me 10 years to start seeing, we call it the light bulb effect. So the more, like I said, that consistency comes in, you'll have those aha moments. And I can't tell you how many times students will go, oh, that makes sense. Or, oh, okay, I see what you're saying now. And, you know, like I said, each person is different. But then if the, let's say, for example, you come and you go, oh, okay, I see why I moved that way. And you say it out loud, then the person next to you might go, oh, yeah, I needed that too. They just didn't speak up about it. So you're actually helping each other. And that's where the connection comes in. You know, this is so much more than just slow movement. It can get real deep. I try not to go too deep because I don't want anybody to get lost. But
well,
yeah,
you know,
you're exactly right.
I'm a fan, and I love going deep in a lot of areas, right? So my business, when I decided to start this show, The Humanity of Sales, it's about going deeper, right? It's about finding that part of you that you really want to share with the world. It's about deepening your relationships with your employees, with your customers, with your communities, in every conversation. That's why I talk about seeking humanity. It's every conversation, because I believe that we're missing something, that we all want that connection. We all want to feel appreciated.
Yes.
We all want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be appreciated. And so that requires going deeper. So if you want to go deeper here, Heather, you go right ahead. This is a safe place.
Well, now that you mention
more.
It. So that you kind of were ahead of me in my thought process a little bit. So it is absolutely a deep connection. And for me, it is very personal because of who I am and my background and experiences and things like that. But what I try to do is, you know, when I see a group of people in front of me, yes, we're all connected. And yes, we're doing the same thing and we're socializing and things like that. But I think the biggest difference with us is that we value each person. So we can zone in specifically to one person or the other and go, okay, you need this or you need that. And then it all comes around full circle and everybody feeds off of that. A lot of times in class, when we all move together and we go over timing and speed a lot, because it's very hard for a lot of people to slow down. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, if you really have to think about it, you're like, oh, I can go slow. Okay, try it. And then get back to me on it. You know, consciously moving slow is a difficult thing because we're in a fast-paced world. Everything is immediate. You know, people are on social media. You know, you got to get back to yourself and your center and your why. So if we can find a pathway to that to help people with that. And you mentioned that, you know, there are people that are lost. And maybe this might be just that one thing that you don't know is missing until you do it. And you're like, oh, wait, that's what I've been looking for. One of my biggest things that I tell our students is, and I'm quoting my father, Guru Kevin, who also teaches with me also, who's been in martial arts a long time. You know, certain martial arts, you don't find it, it finds you. Mm-hmm. And for Tai Chi, that's for me. So if I can share that and share the passion that I have with it, we become more than just acquaintances. You know, we have that connection with each person and we want to know, are you okay? What's going on? How's your day going? Because if you walk in the door, and I like to call it open or closeness. If you come in and you are open and you're going, okay, what am I about to receive here? What are they going to give me that I can take and apply or just, you know, have a good day with? But if you come in and you're closed off and you have a wall up, that makes it a little bit more challenging because people might be afraid or they're not sure or, you know, there's judgment and stuff. Martial arts doesn't have judgment. We don't judge anybody. And that's the beauty of it. So anybody can do it. And our goal is you just feel better ultimately.
That's amazing.
Personally, for me, you know, you talked a little bit earlier about what can I do in, excuse me, what can I do in my life that's going to help me long term? I watched all of my grandparents go through a lot of different things, and I had the same thought. I don't want to be that way. I want to keep moving. So this for me has a deeper meaning. So.
You know, there's so much that we could do an hour show,
Yeah.
but this is a great dipping in of the toes. But I really love that what you're talking about openness and close, because I mean, I think there's so much judgment, there's so much polarization, there's so many opportunities to be afraid, that to have a space that is none of that, that's just open and accepting, is
And
a beautiful
safe.
thing. And safe, yes.
Safe.
It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, I'm just curious. There's a big trend, right, on holistic healing. Now, how does Tai Chi either play into that, or how is it separate from any of the rest of that?
Sure. We're never in competition with any of that, first of all. Like I said before, Tai Chi has been around for a very, very long time. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here or anything like that. We're just trying to add to it and, you know, be an open door for anybody that wants to walk through. For us, like I said earlier, it's paying attention to each individual need. When you come in, we want you to feel welcome. We want you to feel valued and heard. Our constant feedback from us to our students is, okay, who has questions? Ask us questions because we learn from each other. You know, we're here to teach, but we also learn from you guys. So there's a little bit of that and paying attention to detail. You know, anybody could go to any class, and I've been there myself. I'm a group fitness instructor on the side. I do a lot of other things. So I've gone to classes where the person in front of me is completely disconnected. That's going to shift the entire experience. So when I look around the room of who's in front of me, I'm tapping into each and every single person and going, okay, let's bring this all in as a whole. Where do you have a weakness or where is your strength? And then that balance comes in. So we all feed off of each other. So that connection is huge. It's huge. It's huge. So that's kind of in a nutshell, I guess.
That's another one of those benefits. Oh my gosh, so much. Now, with this being the humanity of sales, right? I want to come back to some of the research that we've done that shows the correlation between doing good and contributing and how it comes back in the growth of business, right? Now, it's different for everyone, but have you felt that kind of energetic or actual specifics of seeing things return back to you for it? It's not the reason why you do it, but in it, the like kind of this karmic relationship to profitability and humanity.
Absolutely. So this is our fourth year in. When I started, you know, the mindset was, well, let me just see what happens. It was never a, okay, I'm going to be a billionaire with it. You know, it's I want to give back. That was the essence of it. And that never changed. No matter what kind of profit rolled in or didn't roll in or anything. But in the 4-year journey, I have seen the up and the down, the wave. And I feel like that's with any business, because based on your economy or the way things trend or the way, you know, just society as a whole, people respond differently at different times. I'm a huge believer in timing is everything. So I like to look each year that we do this as seasons. When we started off, we're planting the seed in maybe fall. And then come spring, we see the seeds start to blossom. And we see an influx of people coming in, and it goes in shifts. Sometimes we'll have a big, big group. And then other times it'll be small and intimate. And I believe that if you continue to keep going, no matter, you know, like any business, no matter if it's slow or it's fast paced or you're just cruising, you can't quit. And I find that we have been more successful that way. I also find that it's okay to make mistakes, and everything will not always be perfect. So, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
I learned from,
one.
yeah, exactly. You know, you learn from it and you just keep on moving. And if something works and it lands, great. So we're heading into what I like to call our indoor season, because we do summertime on the beach and then we shift indoor, and we're starting to see those seeds plant and things start to grow and a little bit more momentum. And then we connect, you and I, Heather, and this is good growth. So
great.
That's how I feel about it.
I love that. And we are flying through this show. And like I said, I'd love to spend more time, but I think it's time for you to share if any of our listeners are thinking, gosh, maybe I would like to try Tai Chi. Can you share how they can find out more about you or the schedule or anything like that?
So the easiest way to find us is going to be on our website, www.myrtlebeachtaichi.com. And it's spelled T-A-I-C-H-I. It's myrtlebeachtaichi.com. That's going to be where all the information we pretty much summarize is on their schedules, who we are, gallery photos, so much more. And then we are also on Facebook at Myrtle Beach Tai Chi and Instagram at Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. Our email, myrtlebeachtaichi@gmail.com. And we also have an app through the website, and it's not easy to find, but if anyone is interested in the app, they can contact me directly, because you will need a code to add that in. But all of those social links, that's great for updates or what's going on, cancellations, things like that.
Outstanding. Well, Heather, you have been amazing. Thank you for everything that you do for the Tai Chi community, for our community as a whole, all the give backs that you do. Thank you. Keep doing that. Join us next week, where I'll be interviewing Bob Berg, the co-author of the international best-selling business parable, The Go-Giver, as well as local marketing guru, Josh Gertzog. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
You've been listening to Heather Hansen O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.